From Symphony Hall in Boston, an actual rehearsal of the Boston Symphony under its music director, Charles Munch. Your commentator is Olin Downs.
Mr. Munch is rehearsing this morning with the Boston Symphony Orchestra Tchaikovsky's Pathetic Symphony. We never know what he will be at the next minute. He's been skipping around. I've been listening to him for the last 2 hours and having a wonderful time doing that. When we turn on the music, I rather hope that he will be again in the first movement. In fact, I expressed the personal wish to him a moment ago during intermission that he might do that, because I would like you to hear that movement again as I have been hearing and seeing it as you can't see it. It would be nice if you could, because I've seen a conductor passionately excited in giving shape to some of the most passionate and tragical music that has been written in the realm of the symphony, and this is rather the more remarkable for a French conductor, because it's rather traditional that French musical taste does not turn as much to Tchaikovsky as it does to other composers. The French find Tchaikovsky rather excessive, explosive, sentimental, and unpolished. But I think the symphony is dear to Mr. Munch's heart, partly and because of the very fact of its immense emotional drive and dramatic flavor. It goes without saying that at the concert to come, Mr. Munch will observe protocol and respectability, and he won't do the things that he's been doing at this rehearsal. But I have seen him just simply swept beyond himself, stamping, leaping into the air for a climax, sweeping his whole body with the platform as he sweeps the orchestra up to a pitch of excitement. And this, I think, is extremely in accordance with the character of the symphony, because it's a transcendentally great symphony, and don't let any purists or academicians tell you to the contrary. The music needs little description or eulogy, because it speaks for itself, as Beethoven put it, from the heart to the heart, and it is undoubtedly Tchaikovsky's masterpiece, the Pathetic Symphony, now being rehearsed by Mr. Munch and the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Slow with the bow and the begin from the note, but for the crescendo you have more bow, the half bow for the last quart from the tune. The same. Bravo. Just the five last bar. Can't give for the beginning the viola a little more. Yes, re, o, si, la, sol, fa. Five last bar. Horn. Thank you.
Come on.
One thing. After A, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. First violin and viola. Sure. You have pound. And 12, two notes. Please, just the seventh after A. This is the second violin. The seventh after A. Yes. Well, good, good. Just Daniel, D, D. Clear the violoncelle. Da-di-di-da-da-di-di-da-da-di-di-da-da-di-di-da-da. It's a terrible difficult. D, come, D. Ritenuto. Diminuendo a triple P. the last bar, this alto, the fortissimo. Yeah. You can.
Yeah.
Put out. Yeah. In the expression, a little more agitato. Here's the climax. Yes. F, F. Ah! Yes. Oh, affettuoso! Pianissimo. Yes. Miss me on Tata. Yes. And now attention on the beat. And now. Feroce. Fermata, miss. Allegro vivo now.
Thank you.
Ecco.
After cue, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bar. 2 trumpets. Huh? What do you make for bar? Yes, good.
Good.
Cue. This explosion, you begin here. This is tenderly. Martini. The same. More sensitive. Ah.
Thank you.
Red Dog, fourth stage.
I have piano, crescendo, at mezzo piano. No at mezzo forte. Yes. Solennel and lointain. Andante. Andante. Make mistake? No. No, no. One, two, three, four, five. The five last pair. Bah, it's difficult. The five last bar. You must ten. Second.
Today you have heard Charles mention the Boston Symphony Orchestra as they rehearsed the first and part of the second movement of the Tchaikovsky Pathetic Symphony.